glad to have you along in 2025. If you're a listener with whom I've already worked, well then, welcome back. I hope we work together again very soon. If you happen to be a new listener, I'm delighted to have you join me. My goal is straightforward, to have you find benefit in not only this podcast, but in all those that follow. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to The Tool of Questions. Last month, my topic was Lead the Way. In that podcast, I suggested 10 timeless pointers, which were presented by the Kellogg School of Management. Additionally, I began with a poignant quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. Looks like 30 days have elapsed since that podcast, so I hope you received invaluable information that you'll be able to apply where you find you most need it. Should you have a question that requires further exploration, well then, please ask. Okay, let's get to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear useful information. Of course, it's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you? Someone who worked for you or someone whom you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Often, I'm sought out to help business experts worldwide as a corporate communication and speech specialist. Consequently, I feel honored to interact with professionals and assist them to make a positive impact on others. And that's exactly what I'll try to help you achieve in business. Typically, these are business professionals with expertise in their industries, kind of a lot like you. Additionally, my clients recognize the value of public speaking and always strive to sound their best. Does that describe you? The Tool of Questions is an excellent way to get your audience to be engaged or involved. Asking the right questions for your target audience creates what I call activated listeners. It really helps to set the optimal tone. For example, the speaker may ask, "Who has ever been to a meeting where they were completely lost in the first 5 minutes?" Or, "What are you tired of hearing on this topic?" Those are very commonly used questions and good ones to start the group off on the right foot. These questions are examples of also opportunities to create a physical response, either raising their hands or standing up. You may opt to use a word cloud if you want your listeners to answer a prompt and give a visual representation to the audience. It's an effective way to help you gauge what the audience is thinking. Consider an icebreaker with a smaller group. For example, you could ask, "What routine has changed the way you work?" You may wish to try this or that questions with a larger group. Keep the answers short, such as coffee or tea, hot or cold climate, work remotely or work in the office. Let's say you're hoping to generate greater audience participation. In that case, you need to let them do the talking. You may want to use discussion questions, such as, "What is the best career advice you've received?" Or, "What was your first job, and how has it influenced your career now?" There's also something referred to as exit questions. These questions are generally reserved for the close of a presentation when you're wrapping up. These questions could include, "What was your favorite part of my presentation?" Or you could try, "What are you planning to do with what you learned today?" Questions are an excellent tool for getting participants to think versus constantly speaking at them. They also serve to keep energy level quite high, and the speaker may use them to learn more about their audience. Additional value in using questions is that it helps clarify understanding, builds rapport, breaks up the information, adds a level of intrigue, and also may be used for adding structure to your presentation. Question types depend on what the speaker's intention is and what the needs of the audience are. Possibilities include open-ended, closed-ended, rhetorical, probing, hypothetical, true or false, and funneling, to name a few. Personally, I like to open my presentation with, "Did you know?" Listeners find that to be unpredictable, and we're off to a really good start. Think carefully about your topic, and you'll quickly find questions are an excellent tool to employ. Now, you may be wondering where to start. In that case, please determine how these choices relate to you and to your unique situation. Ultimately, you and you alone know what will serve you best and prove most helpful in your situation. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a speaking expert, and this will help you establish consistency and accountability. If you'd like my assistance to strengthen your skills in how to use questions as a tool, I'll do my best to answer your questions and respond to any comments that you may wish to share with me. Connect with me in a way that works easily for you, by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. I consider your needs unique, and if I may help you or any members of your team, let's go ahead and discuss what matters to you, because that's what really counts. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech.